Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. What is the present truth? Well, Russia is not going to nuke America. No, that is not in the Bible's, in the prophecies of the Bible. Russia, for the most part, is going to be, something's going to happen in the land of Russia. Fire. God is going to punish Russia, fire with fire. It could be nukes on Russia's land. It could be possibly laser warfare. Russia will be destroyed on the mountains of present-day Jordan with other nations, but Russia will not nuke the United States of America. There have been many Christian ministries for the last two, three decades that have talked about Russia, America being nuked from the north, and the country that would nuke us would be Russia. No, it won't be. If you read Revelation chapter 17, there is an account of Antichrist who joins with 10 other nations, and Antichrist and these 10 nations destroy America with fire. In other verses in the Old Testament, God says he will destroy America. So will God destroy America, or will Antichrist with 10 nations destroy America? Well, God uses people to carry out his plans, but ultimately it is God who will destroy this country, not Russia. It would be Antichrist and 10 other nations. Everything is in the Bible prophecies. Cactus and I were taking a drive, and we were visiting about things that we know aren't going to happen, things that we believe are going to happen. Mr. Kennedy is not going to be Donald Trump's pick for vice president. Donald Trump will pick somebody very shortly. We're all trying to decide who it's going to be. He may pick Mr. Kennedy, but Mr. Kennedy will never be vice president. Tulsi Gabbard, she'll never be vice president. Kristi Noem, no way. We just don't know, but Donald Trump, he will not be the final president of this country. And in our visits, we talk about the individual that will be the final president of this country, that will destroy this country. And we can't figure out exactly how is he going to come back to power? That individual, Barry Satoru, his Christian name, Barack Obama, his Muslim name. We don't know how he's going to return to power once again as president of this country. That he will return as president, absolutely. But how is it going to happen? Well, we're in the election season, and if you have followed the last presidential election and the one prior to that and the one prior to that and that one preceding that one, everything was meddled with. In both Barack Obama's terms, there was meddling. Trump wasn't to be president. There was meddling. Then remember the big go-to lie, Russia collusion? It's still the big go-to lie. and you tell it long enough, you repeat it, and eventually everybody believes it. Everybody believes that Joe Biden is the president of this country. He's the individual that's not even in the White House. It's funny how, or it's interesting how God mocks people. Joe Biden, supposedly the president of America, but he's never in the White House. He's never home. Even when he's talking on the before the press, he's still not home. And the mystery is, how many Joe Biden impersonators are there? These individuals, they need to win Academy Awards. They are fantastic. They study, study, study. Joe, some believe he's not even alive. I'm not so sure I believe that. The fact that he's not home, every night the sun goes down, and I hate to use the tragic medical condition called sundowners. I think he has sunrisers and sundowners, my view. But he is not president. Legally, it is being proven and has been, the evidence has been brought to the media, which will never report the truth. Donald Trump did win the last election. He was not allowed to take position in the White House. Donald Trump will no longer, never again, take his position as president of the United States of America. I hate to say that to the Trump people, but that is the truth. The only person that could relieve Donald Trump from his presidency, his position as president legally, is Barry Satoro. That's his Christian name. Barack Obama, his Muslim name, he is neither Muslim or Christian. He is a God unto himself. And I have presented this to this audience before, and it's hard to believe, to even consider, that Barry Satoro, and especially to the Christian community, he may be this coming son of perdition. But this is Rick Rodriguez. The program is The Present Truth. I'll be back in a few minutes to continue.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Need pain relief? Gruska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen cream to the lotion to the salve to the retinol cream to the tinctures to the cocoa to the coffee to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
People don't realize that we are in the final 10 years before Christ returns. 2,000 years ago, Christ said that he would return the same way that he ascended, he would descend. And for 2,000 years, this was a future event. This is no longer a future event. This is a now event. We are in the last decade. There are prophecies throughout the whole Bible that talk about the time and the world, the condition of the world before Christ's return. One of the conditions, there would be a final empire, a great empire, a young empire, not 500-600 years old, centuries old, like Rome, or 800 years old like Egypt or in that vicinity, but a short, maybe 200-300 year span, a young nation, but a great nation, a nation made great by technology. And this nation would and the people that would own that nation and control everything in that nation would be so ambitious that their desire would be to rule the world, the entire globe, every continent, the oceans, infospace, outer space, technospace, everything under the surface of the ocean, down to the molecular level. There's only one nation like it. The United States of America, or empire. The other nations view us as empire. At one time, England, the mother of this great country, ruled the nations. The sun never set on the British Empire. The signs are evident to everyone to see. Before Christ returns, there would be a great nation like no other nation ever in mankind's history. Again, what would make the nation great is technology. And there would be someone who would oversee the technology and be involved with the technology. I guess you could say the person that would give the would set the a cadence to like a conductor, an individual that would do the conducting for the coming person that we in the Christian world would know as Antichrist, the conductor. That person would be Bill Gates. He would conduct all of technology for Barack Obama. And at this point, it's unbelievable, unimaginable. It could never happen that Barack Obama would return to power, that he's already in power. He's just in the dark, behind a curtain, hidden to some degree. But Bill Gates is in the open. He's conducting the world of technology. And that is his world. And one thing that he has been conducting and working with an individual by the name of Klaus Schwab, conducting what's going to happen financially in this country in the future. Then he's working with another individual, Anthony Fauci, using technology, and Fauci's, you might say, one of his lesser conductors in pharmaceutical in the world of biology. But there's only one conductor in the book of Revelation chapter 13 that is the main conductor, the one who controls everything for this coming beast in Revelation chapter 13 verse 1, a beast. And he comes out of the sea. And the sea is an indicator that he comes into power a second time through evil and through chaos. Well, let's look at the condition of this country presently. Are we in a society of peace, of tranquility, of, you know, calm seas? Or are we a nation, a culture now of chaos, of violence? Well, this is one of the indicators throughout the Bible, one of the ways in which God has spoken to our generation, to the people in the last decade. He is telling us, God has always used his prophecies through his prophets, through Christ's own teachings, through the teachings of the apostles, through the book of Revelation, what the world is to expect in the final years before Christ returns a second time. The Jewish people are completely oblivious to any of the teachings of Christ, and there's a prophecy even saying that they would be oblivious to the teachings of Christ. They would be oblivious to the first coming of Christ. They would be basically oblivious to his return, and God would have to send them a great sign, and that great sign would be an individual who would stand in the temple, declare himself to be God, and the prophet Daniel calls him the abomination of desolation, and this will be the big sign to the Jewish people. But presently they are unaware of the teachings of their own prophets, of their Messiah, who they missed, and even the apostles who followed Christ, who were picked, handpicked by him. The environment, everything that is needed for Christ's return, like the perfect storm, is evident. Christ said there would be wars, and these wars wouldn't be like just world, like the war of Armageddon. There would be wars that would lead up to Armageddon. Albert Pike talked about a third world war. Well, Albert Pike was not a prophet of God. He was a false prophet. He was an individual who was spoken to by demons, but the demons couldn't tell him the intricacies of the end of the world. So he just made it World War I, World War II, World War III. But he didn't tell you about World War IV, World War V, VI, and then finally Armageddon, because he was a false prophet. But everybody listens to the prophecies of Albert Pike. Albert Pike didn't tell anybody about the Gaza War. He didn't say a thing about Israel's war on her ancient enemies, family and nations that would be hostile to Israel presently. And for thousands and thousands of years, he didn't tell the world that the Gaza War is in the book, in the Bible, in the Holy Bible. He didn't say anything about Psalm 83. But this Gaza War, go tonight to the Hilton, and if you don't have a Bible, spend the night, enjoy yourself, have a good dinner, take a sauna, swim, and when you get to your room tonight, pull out the drawer and you'll find Gideon's Bible. Go to the book of Psalms, chapter 83, and you will find the account of the Gaza War taking place. Not just the war in Gaza, but the war in the West Bank, the war in Lebanon with Hezbollah, the war in Syria, the bombings in Damascus, and the coming expanding, the war is going to expand into present-day Jordan. So, go out, get yourself a Bible, go online, read Psalm 83. Albert Pike didn't tell you about that. We are in the final decade. And I will tell this audience that the Christian people, the people who profess Christ, 80% or more do not care about study prophecy. It's too frightening. They'll lose sleep. But the thing is this, Christ said that he will vindicate his Holy Bible through the prophecies that are in the Bible. He will vindicate his existence, who he was, by the book of Revelation. Because in the book of Revelation, 1900 years ago, when he gave this revelation to John the Apostle, John documented the Antichrist, Bill Gates, or I'll say Barack Obama, in Revelation 13, Barack Obama as the beast, the false prophet, Bill Gates. Do they know? Do these individuals know who they are? Oh, I'm sure they do, because they know that they have been destined to carry out great harm upon the people of the world, death and destruction. So surely they do know who they are. And the thing is, Christ said that nothing is going to remain hidden. Everything is going to be presented in the open, publicly, for the whole world to see. And this couldn't happen until our present time through the media that we have. All these different forms of media. And you know, with social media, it was a Christian man and his technicians that made social media available to the world. It was not Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg stole the media that Michael McKibben and Leader Technologies created to allow the digital world to talk to one another, to the whole world to talk, to visit, to communicate. And Mark Zuckerberg, like the relatives, he and all of his relatives going back to the time of Cain, I guess, have always been thieves. They don't create anything. They steal everything. So Zuckerberg, the thief. And it's documented, so I'm not, you know, accusing him of anything that he's not. He's a thief at behest of his family members. Greenberg, Mark Greenberg, Rockefeller, Zuckerberg. He's related to the Rockefellers. and they're related to who knows who in the past. I don't think they're related to the Rothschilds. The greatest ruling power in the United States of America, of all of the elites in this country, the cream goes to the top, the Rockefeller family, the rulers of the country, and they had hoped to be the rulers of the world. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit renewremedy.com.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
There is no pill like truth. The truth, Christ said, will make you free. If you know the truth will make you free. You will be set free. Truth breaks the power of lies, myth. So, this is the present truth, and as odd as it may seem, I'd like to take you down a rabbit hole to tell you what is coming. There's not going to be an election. Something is going to happen. I don't know what exactly is going to take place, what is going to cause this shift. There is a major shift coming. And if you can, in my view, what will be what will happen when Barack Obama comes back to power? What kind of shock waves is this going to be to the people of this country, to the Democrat Party, to the Republican people, to forget the political world? What kind of a shock is this going to be to the governors? That's just in this country, to the people. Little children are even going to understand it. How is it going to happen? I don't know. But God, in His holy word, has stated it will happen. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, Donald Trump is to be replaced only by Barack Obama, not Joe Biden. Joe Biden is an imposter. In God's view, he is not in the equation. In God's view, Donald Trump is still the president legally of this country, though he hasn't been in the White House for these last 3 years. Still, in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, the only legal representative as far as presidents that can take over the position as president when Joe Biden fades away is going to be Barack Obama. This is Barack Obama's administration. He is the one pulling the strings, making the decisions. Part of the strategy is unbelievable to use the war in the Middle East with Russia, with Israel, and in the Gaza to begin protests in this country. You see, this administration and the Obama administration, going back to Jimmy Carter and before, have been latent anti-Semites anyhow. Going back to Johnson was a latent anti-Semite. He was pretty out in the open concerning the black people. He was a bigot. But the Trump administration was not a anti-Semitic administration. Donald is getting himself in trouble speaking negatively about Benjamin Netanyahu, but he's trying to win an election, I can understand, but still, you don't say anything about the Jewish people. You leave Benjamin Netanyahu alone. He is the prime minister, or in the King James, he is the king that God put in position to take the people of Israel, the armies of Israel, to war against the enemies, and he's going to be successful. He will be successful. Even with the upheaval within his own government, and now the international courts want to prosecute him, it'll never happen. He's going to be left alone. And no one is going to stop him from being completely victorious in these battles against these ancient enemies, these murderers, these people are full of hate. Hamas means violence, and they have always been violent. They will always be violent. This is a war against murderers, not a war against civilians. There is no genocide against the people in the Gaza. The people in the Gaza just happened to be shoved into the line of fire by their supposed political rulers who are to protect them. But no, they use the political powers, use these people as they want more people to die, actually. Actually, the Hamas leaders, they would like even more of their people to die because this would give them a continued opportunity to lie through the Hamas News Network, which has affiliates, CNN, MSNBC, all of the main media in this country and in Europe and in the world, the Hamas News Network with its affiliates, demonizing a just war as a genocide. That's what the Bible says would happen. There would be, in the decade before Christ returns, the hatred of the Jewish people, the hatred of Israel, would become front page news. And it has happened. It's happened. It's already occurred. We're witnessing, we're in the last decade. We're in the next decade, and like I was saying earlier, the Christian people who should know their prophecies of their Messiah, the prophecies of Israel's prophets, are clueless. Who should study the book of Revelation, because the book of Revelation is very descriptive, it's intricate, it's detailed, it talks about everything that's going to happen for the last 2,000 years, and especially the last 70 years since Israel became a nation, 73, 70 whatever years, 2 years, and more specifically about the last 10 years. And then later, it talks about what happens in the final 3 years before Christ returns, 3.5 years before. And then it talks about the battle that takes place maybe a month before Christ's return, Armageddon. But the Christian people, they don't like prophecy, and they should. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll return.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catch slogan, just a client first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's Day. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. Choose from thousands of shade trees, evergreen trees, fruit trees, and more. And the Tree Farm has thousands of white, pink, or red flowering trees, including spring snow, fruitless crabapple, and a lot more. And you always get free professional loading. The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale now through Mother's
Day.
Come see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Thank you. promises, promises, I'm all through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out if I shout, remember.
Be careful of those who would promise you this or that. Christ said that in the years before he returned, it would be a time of hardship, misery, suffering, war, death, famine, plagues, pestilences, diseases, animals that will go crazy, not only in nature, but creatures within the bodies of men. We call them parasites. And in the bloodstream and in the DNA, mankind would find a way to, would have the technology to destroy the immune systems of people. Destroy their immune system, to put things inside of mankind that would live, that would be programmable. Radio waves building structures in the blood and in the tissue of people. What kind of horror is that? This technology didn't come from God's holy king, God's holy heaven. This came from the depths of hell. Because in the time and before Christ returns, decades before, there would be a move, a spiritual move. Spirituality would be something that would be, I guess you would say, everybody wants to be spiritual. They want to believe in something. They don't want to believe in God. They don't want to believe in Jesus Christ. They don't want to believe in eternal life that Christ can give them. They want to believe in other gods. They want to believe in self, the power of self, the power that they believe is in them, innate, eternal power. It's called the latent power of the soul. And in the New Age movement, this is a desire to unlock the power of the latent power in the soul of man that is forbidden and has been forbidden by God for men to use, because that latent power is tied into the demonic world, tied into the world of demons. This was the purpose of the New Age movement back in the 70s, 60s and 70s, to put a thought in the minds of the young people, the baby boom generation people at that time, that using spiritual techniques, the Ouija board, beginning with things simply like that, Ouija board, getting into yoga, into all these meditations, spiritual techniques of meditation, be careful, because these can open, this type of activity can open doors to demons. I tell you from experience, because I was involved in that, and God delivered me out of it. The latent power of the soul, finding ways to meditate. No, you don't meditate. You don't, whatever you do not let your mind go blank. Because when your mind is blank, that is when they come in. This is why you see these individuals that are homeless on the streets. At some point, something happened to them, and they lost their abilities to reason, to think, to consider, and they are the psychiatric world, and even the governors of these different, the mayors of the different cities, they use the term, they have mental problems. Yeah, and the mental problems from a view I have a ministry. They're demons. The cure for these people is exorcism, the old Catholic term. But anyhow, in the book of Revelation, everything that is presented in Revelation is speaking of our time presently. I have been in previous programs talking about this coming cashless society. It's coming. We cannot avoid it. In the coming time, talking about the sicknesses and the diseases, it's coming. We cannot avoid it. And the plan, according to the book of Revelation, you read this, the horsemen of the apocalypse. This is mankind's hatred for his fellow man, just like Cain and Abel. Cain, the spirit of Cain has been with mankind for 6,000 years. Men who will kill their brother for nothing because they're offended, because someone may have a spiritual favor with God and it offends somebody, and they will kill the individual who might be favored by God. And let's face it, another thing, another thought in the Bible is that Christ talked about the wheat and the tares. He talked about the field, the good wheat, the good seed. And then Satan talks about, actually Christ in the book of Revelation talks about the grapes of wrath. Those people who choose never to acknowledge God, the children of the devil, employees of the devil. And even in the New Testament, in the Gospels, Christ talks about that. Both at some point will mature together. The evil and the righteous, or the good and the bad, will mature to evil. We are there. Mature together, we're there.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit hfotusa.org.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
I just want to tell you, don't worry. Christ said, but the end would, when we hear of the wars and rumors of wars, the end is not yet. We still have 8-9 years, 9 years maybe at the most, I think. But God did want the world to know what would happen in the time that we call the period of time before Christ's return, Messiah's second coming. And he uses prophecy as a roadmap so that we can make adjustments, not just practically, but spiritually. God put eternity in our heart. In Ecclesiastes 3:12, God has placed eternity, I think it's 11 maybe, has placed eternity in our hearts. We have to think not just about the time while we spend on this, in this short period, this span of time we call life. It's very short. It's just like a snap and it's over. It begins and it's done. And in that period of time, we are to consider eternity. Where are we going to spend eternity? With Jesus Christ, eternity is forever with him. And I finished the end of the last segment. The children of the devil, the children of God, and the people of the world are going to mature at the same time. We all mature like crops in a field. We grow for 2,000 years, mankind develops, and then the harvest comes. We're near the time of the harvest. We're in the time of the harvest. This is the time where God is presenting himself to mankind through prophecy, through events in the world, so that men will have an opportunity to be saved, to pray and ask Christ to save them from eternal fire, to give them eternal life. We're in that time. Well, this program is over. Have a wonderful weekend. May the Prince of Peace be with you tonight. May the Prince of Peace be with you over the weekend. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Have a wonderful weekend. Podcast 1360KHNC.com.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand-new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC.
For our $25 extravaganza, order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.